I'd like to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar with Member Solutions. Our special guest today is Michael Dolbies. Michael first started his school in 1998 when he was just 18 years old. Throughout his early 20s, he maintained a student count of over 220 and a monthly cash flow of $30,000 to $40,000 and sometimes more per month in his 2,800-square-foot South Philadelphia school. He currently specializes in helping single school operators dominate their areas through creative direct response and community-based marketing. He's the author of many top-selling martial arts business resources, including Quick Karate Sales Letters and the Magic Intro Program. He's the co-founder of the MA Biz Secret Society, which is a business society for single independent school owners only. Mike is also the publisher of Raising Real Winners, the audio magazine of successful parenting. Raising Real Winners is a monthly publication designed to educate the parents of martial arts students. Through a very simple plug-and-play system, school owners can deliver powerful parenting information from some of the world's foremost parenting experts. It's so powerful that industry insider Melody Sheehan uses it at her school. You can go to raisingrealwinners.com/martial arts to find out more about it. And with that in mind, Mike, I'd like to throw the conference over to you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Kathy. And appreciate you going through that lengthy introduction for me, and I really appreciate it. It's always fun to be working with Member Solutions and you especially. So let's have a little fun today. Today we're going to be talking about how to turn your website into a 24-hour student recruiting machine. And it's a very timely call that we're doing because the Internet is still growing at an incredible pace. And just to give you some idea, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I believe it was when President Obama first got elected, they started doing some stats, you know, over the last 8 years, what is different? And they went through a whole bunch of things, and they basically said, they talked about broadband access in homes. And I forget what the stat was, but I know it was something like 30% more Americans. And again, if no matter what country you're listening in, it's probably similar. 30% more Americans had broadband access and were using the Internet. So, you know, 8 years after, you know, 8 years later from the year 2000, you have 30% more people using the Internet on a regular basis. And that's very powerful. And that should tell you that two things. If you don't have a web presence for your school, then you need to get one, like, you know, now. And we'll talk about that on this call, of course. And if you do have a web presence on your call, here's the thing. You're going to learn some strategies about online marketing and your website to where you'll realize that online marketing and dominating your area on the Internet is not just about sticking up a web page and forgetting about it. And it's easy to maintain a powerful student recruiting web page. It's fun, actually, to do online marketing for your school. It's amazing that some of the results you can get and how convenient you can make things for your not just your students, but obviously your prospects, and how you can literally dominate your area. I'll tell you why, because here's the truth. The truth is the vast majority of the people are not listening to this call. That's just the truth. I mean, everything we do is based on conservative numbers. And so you're listening to this call, so obviously, you know, you have the advantage over the other martial arts school in your area. Now, that's the great part is that in your website, you're not fighting for worldwide placement. I mean, if I'm trying to be the worldwide martial arts coach, obviously that's going to be an uphill battle. I'm going to need to, the worldwide martial arts instructor reach people all over the world. Obviously, it's possible, and there's people that have done it through their, you know, their CDs and their books and all that kind of stuff. But your focus is only this little pond where you can literally become the big fish, and the Internet can help you do that. The Internet can help you market, and the Internet can also help you position yourself within your area. So if that sounds like interest to you, make sure you pay attention and you stay on the call the entire time, because throughout it we're going to go through a bunch of key bullet points, and you'll notice that some of them I'll go through pretty quickly, and I'll tell you why. I'll give you my disclaimer. First and foremost, I am a communicator. Okay, I'm a communicator through the written and the spoken word. And whether you're in a martial arts school or you're doing, you know, what I do now, you're a communicator. You know, I communicate with martial arts school owners on a daily basis and other clients. And if you're running your martial arts school, you're basically communicating with your students and your parents and your clients and the people in your area, your prospects. So it doesn't matter. You are a communicator. The internet can help you be a more effective communicator, okay? So some of the things, well, getting back to that, my disclaimer, is that's what I am really good at, okay? I'm good at, you know, crafting words, putting words together, and getting things out there that work in martial arts schools. I'm not a search engine expert. I don't know about algorithms and things like that. So I want to give you that disclaimer. I'm going to give you this from the martial arts school owner's perspective, okay, and how you can literally do some things on your own to help your internet presence, and those things are going to be fun. And some of the things you're going to need to, frankly, get expert help, because that's just the smart thing to do. All right, so with that disclaimer out of the way, okay, let's go through some of our topics today. First of all, I told you the stat about that 30% jump in 8 years. I'd imagine that that would only grow at a faster pace as all this technology becomes cheaper. All right, now, let's think of the reverse side of that stat. If that side has grown, the internet use and the broadband use, what are some of the things that have shrunk? Now, I'll tell you what some of the things that have shrunk have been. I'm a firm believer, and through my own stats in my schools and through the stats of my clients, that yellow page advertising is down. Yellow page responses are down. So there's – and the funny thing about, you know, media that starts to lose its effectiveness is that the price usually doesn't go down accordingly. The price actually ends up going up, which is a funny thing. So what we're finding, too, is that in some print medias, not all, and I'll just go through it real quickly, some print medias responses are down, and that's only because readership is down. A lot of newspapers are having difficulty because news is so easy to get online. So that should obviously, you know, there's some publications that are probably less effective. Not all, again, not all, but it's something to remember. And you know, the good thing is that you can actually negotiate with some of these folks if they know the truth. They know that, you know, less people are reading these newspapers and less people are looking at these yellow pages ads and things like that. But here's the fun part. We talked about in one of the bullet points of attracting high-quality students using the power of the internet. Now, I don't know. I guess I consider myself a high-quality person. I guess that's a good way to look at yourself. My daughter is actually doing her first tumbling class today. Actually, both of them are. Julie and Marissa, one's four, one's two. And after I pick them up from preschool in about an hour or so, I'm going to take them over to their first tumbling class. And how I found that tumbling class, being new to this particular area where I live, was Google, one of my best friends. All right, and I just simply, you know, called the number, and they got back to me, and here I am going in to see them there at their particular tumbling class. So the lesson there is a lot of your best quality prospects are going to look for you online, and as time goes on, you're thinking about the future. You're going to live the rest of your life in the future. We all are. More and more are going to do that. So that's really cool, and like I said, just think about that stat. And that's where people are searching. They're going online. They're more likely to go online than to go to the yellow pages to look for things. And first and foremost, people go online to look for information. They may not call you right away, as I did. And that's why you're going to have to obviously employ some of the different strategies that I can give you. Now, there's different categories of people who go online and look for things. And when we've heard this before, there's some people that are kind of what, in heat, they're just ready to do it. Like, you know, weather's starting to, well, not really, up here. Joe can tell you a little about that, the president of Member Solutions. But, you know, soon the weather's going to be a little nicer up here in New Hampshire, and it's time to start thinking about, you know, getting the kids out of that cabin fever. Now, I was ready, you know, to get them into the tumbling class. And not everybody's going to be in that category. Some people may just be thinking about it, and we're going to talk about ways to be able to stay in touch with them, but also maybe entice them to go from someone who's just feeling something out to somebody who says, you know what, why wait? Let me do this now. What the heck? So that's what we'll talk about as well. So I just want to stress the point of the people that are looking for you, the people that you want to do business with, they're online. A friend of mine named Larry Balin, he wrote a book called This is my little plug for Larry. He's a great guy. When I lived in Jersey, I went to a couple of his seminars. He wrote a book called Mommy, Where Do Customers Come From? It's a great book. If I pick it up on Amazon, if you ever talk to Larry, tell him I referred you. His name's Larry Balin. And Mommy, Where Do Customers Come From? And the answer to little Billy was, well, the Internet, son. So more and more, that's where your customers are definitely going to be coming from. Now, you don't exclude – you keep doing your other things. I was talking to a new client yesterday who said, you know, I've been entrenched in this community for 10 years. I got all these relationships in this community. I'm never going to let them go. And I said, well, that's the idea. So you keep doing that stuff. And when it comes to print media, I'm a big fan, and a lot of my clients are fans of direct mail. You keep doing that kind of stuff because it works. The right kind of direct mail works. And then you combine it with these Internet strategies, and you tie up – basically, you can tie up your whole market, which is really cool. Now, let's talk about how to rank high in organic searches, okay? Here's what the difference is between organic and paid search. Let's just take Google, for example, because it dominates, I don't know, 51, 60%. I'm not sure what the exact stat is of searches. On the right side of the page are what are called ads, paid ads, Google AdWords. And if you want to jump up to the top of your searches, you can actually go. Just go to ads.google.com, and you can open up an AdWords account. One of my platinum clients actually fixed his AdWords account because it was all backwards. So, you know, there is a little bit of a learning curve there to do it. So he said, listen, I don't know what's up with this AdWords account. Can you take a look at it? And I took a look at it, and he's just been bidding on all these crazy words. So we just kind of fixed that up and really targeted the keywords. So if you want to jump right to the top of the searches in your area, the old green is the way to go. Dinero will get you there. Now, not just bidding the highest, but Google AdWords also ranks relevancy, okay? You know, you can't have a Google AdWord that says, martial arts lessons in, you know, Tampa, Florida, and then the page goes to martial arts lessons in Tilton, New Hampshire. Google will penalize you for that. So keep in mind, everything has to be real tight, and we can do a whole other teleseminar on Google AdWords, so we're not going to spend a ton of time there. But if you want to jump right to the top, Google AdWords and Yahoo, I think it's Yahoo Search Marketing, are some of the paid searches that you can use. Now, both you know, Google, Yahoo, MSN, and other sites, they have what's called organic searches. Now, organic searches are where there's that whole algorithm thing when, it's based on keywords. That's what will show up in the left-hand side of the page through, you know, won't be paid. It just, you know, shows up because that's what the search engine index. Now, again, I'm not a propeller head type person, so I can't tell you how it works. I'm only going to give you the basics that you can actually do to enhance your own search engine optimization. Now, we'll go through a few things, and then we'll go right into one of the keys that I believe is really helps establish credibility and can help you dominate your local market. Now, the key thing to remember is everything that you publish online needs to be specific to martial arts in your area, martial arts and karate in your area, martial arts for children in your area, martial arts for children and adults in, and you can lay out a few towns, okay, that you draw from. That's who you're going to dominate with. And you can probably go about a 10 or 20-mile radius and do that. I mean, in my Philly school, we frequently got calls from – we were in South Philly. We frequently got calls from people in North Philadelphia, in West Philadelphia, in Southwest Philadelphia based on our website. So we actually were able to reach further out, and believe it or not, people made – the drive, which in a metropolitan inner-city area like South Philadelphia is sometimes unheard of. But most of our students came from South Philadelphia, same as with anybody. You're going to have your students come from a close range. So when you talk about organic searches, the key is everything you publish online is related to martial arts and karate. You know, words like taekwondo, tai chi, I mean, obviously MMA and mixed martial arts, those are I know a friend of mine who said, and we'll talk about this in social networking, that, you know, a lot of mixed martial arts leads, MMA leads, come from online. So especially a couple of my clients who do Muay Thai and MMA, they're really heavy into their mixed martial arts training, but they're heavy into their Internet marketing just because for some reason that demographic and that target audience of MMA participants seems to really flock online just to search for schools. So, you know, your program, if you're Taekwondo or Kung Fu or Tai Chi, guess what? Unfortunately, those words are less searched, okay? You want to stick with the generics like martial arts, karate, MMA, mixed martial arts, and then you want to say in blank, your area. And everything you do online is published in that way, all right? So you can highly target. Now, I don't care if you're doing paid keywords or you're just, you know, looking at the organic searches. Everything you publish online, your website, your, and then we're going to get into this, your blog is all based on that. Now, here's the key. It has to be based on that without what's called keyword stuffing, which is it doesn't go into turkey, keyword stuffing. Okay, what keyword stuffing is when it doesn't make sense. Oh, you're looking for martial arts you're looking for mixed martial arts classes for kids in Tilton, New Hampshire. Okay, well, that's fine. Well, let me tell you about mixed martial arts in Tilton, New Hampshire. It's just the best thing. And when you live in Tilton, New Hampshire, and you want to study mixed martial arts, well, our martial arts program in Tilton, New Hampshire is the – no, no, no. See, that would be keyword stuffing. And eventually, I believe the searches will penalize you for that. So be careful of that. All right. Now, let's get into one of my favorite things that you can do online, which is actually very fun. It's called a blog. I'm sure you've all heard of a blog. And, again, some of this stuff might be basic. Some of this stuff, to somebody listening, may be basic. Some of it we're talking about may be advanced. But whatever it is, here's the key. I have a lot of respect for a gentleman named Tom Callis. A lot of you guys probably know him. And he said, hey, there's always room, the biggest room in the world, the room for improvement. And, you know, one thing I'm a believer in is one key piece of information, whether it's a reminder or something new, at the right time can save you time, effort, and money. So just pay attention, even if some of this stuff seems to be a review for you. But looking at a blog, you can do two kinds of blogs. And I'm not going to get into that because I know that Member Solutions program that I'll tell you a little bit about at the end has the content manager or the blog. A blog is simply an updated website. That's all that is. You have the ability to update it. Whereas maybe if you put up a page about your children's program, you're probably going to leave that for a little bit and not really, touch that too much. You're going to put up some good, what we call copy, and good persuasive words and good details and good information about your program with an offer and a way to get in touch with you, and then you're going to kind of leave that alone. Every now and then you might tweak it a little bit, but your blog is something you can update, every hour, once a day, once a week, whatever you do. So the key with blogs is that it's fresh content, so it's constantly picked up by the searches. So if anyone wants to really rise to the top of their searches in their area, the best thing they can do is use their blog, okay? Now, one of the really cool things that you can do with a blog is you can establish your credibility. Okay, you can publish, and we publish a certain amount of informational-type programs for our clients so they don't really have to do anything, and then they make them specific to their area. So you can publish articles, and you can just publish information relevant to your program. Maybe it's if you're an adult martial arts program, it could be fitness-related type things or self-defense-related type information. Or if you have a kids program, it could be parenting type information or children's success type information. And you can publish that via the written word. And it's important to keep in mind the written word online because that's what the search engines find, okay, is the written word. You have to balance. Everything is based on the written word online. Of course, you guys see video and all these flash and all that kind of stuff. That's all great, but it has to be, you also have to have the written word. So the real cool thing that you can actually do with a blog is you can start, and this is one little thing that we're experimenting with, is your own TV show. Right, you can start your own TV show. You can link up to like YouTube. You obviously have a YouTube account, which again is help you rank high in the search engines, and you can actually post that video on your blog. And you can basically have a 10-minute TV show. It could be your tip of the week. It could be, a self-defense tip. It could be what's going on. It could be commentary. It could be a guest. It could be your student of the week. It could be a technique of the week. Whatever it is, it could be of the month if you want. You can have this TV show online, and that can actually help in your search engine placement and actually help your credibility, but also help you stand out even further. Because think about it. Someone's actually online. They're searching for martial arts schools in your area, and they come across, two or three or whatever it is, and then they find your blog, which is updated all the time, a lot of great information with this TV show of you and your school and people kicking and parents and adults training, whatever they're looking for, they can relate to it. That actually is going to set you way, way apart. All right, so that's just a simple way to use blogs, and it's kind of fun, too. I said some of this could be really fun, so you can be, producing your own show with a blog, or you can simply be writing, but either way, it will help your placement online and enhance your presence. All right, let's kind of get back a little bit to – it's funny, as I'm doing this, I just – as I was preparing for this call yesterday, one of the people I follow in terms of internet marketing is a guy named Derek Gell. He's the CEO of something called the Internet Marketing Center. And they're, you know, obviously they publish great information. And it's funny, as I'm preparing for this call, I read one of his articles, and it's like talking about how to, you know, how to dominate your local market. So I'm basically going to credit Mr. Derek Gell here because he saved me a little bit of time of gathering this information on my own. But there's all these different sites you can go, you can submit. So one thing you got to remember is maps, Google Maps. Okay, that's where obviously, you know, you pull up the searches and you get those maps on Google, and they kind of have the little, you know, pins, A, B, C, D of where the things are. You want to make sure you submit your site and your business to Google Maps. There's another one called Google 411, and you can just search all these terms. Some of these are paid. Some of these are free. There's the Yahoo Local. Another cool thing you do, let me go through this and I'll get back to I'll get to that one. As you can see, there's a ton of information that we can talk about when it comes to the internet. There's something called Ask Local. There's Switchboard. There's your local Yellow Pages. There's your internet Yellow Pages. And then you want to make sure you're linking up to your Chamber of Commerce as well. And if you're not a member of your local Chamber of Commerce, frankly, you should be. A lot of times I got a lot of hits on my site based on the Chamber of Commerce listing and the fact that they were linked to it. So you want to be sure that you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce and using that to your advantage. So any sites that you can link to, I know sometimes local towns, they like to take care of their local business owners, so they'll actually have categories on, you know, find local businesses in blankety-blank town or something like that. And they'll give you the list. And so that's anything you can do in your local area to link and get on sites that serve your local area will help you. And there's also something called MerchantCircle.com. Now remember, a lot of these, some of these are free, some of them are paid, a lot of them have free versions, so make sure you check out the free version before you do anything else. All right, and then let's talk about another important thing that has to do with enhancing your local searches is to get your students to review you, okay? Now, it's not easy because they have to do it, okay? There are safeguards in place where people just can't give themselves their own reviews. But if you ever get a good comment from somebody that says, hey, you know, I just wanted to thank you because Joey was blank when I first brought him in. Now he's, you know, now he's doing X. You know, he was really out of control when I first brought him in. Now he's got so much self-control. He doesn't hit his sister anymore. He raises his hand in school. All those things. When you hear that, there's two things you need to do. And this is, you know, this is a marketing lesson. You say, you know, hey, that's great. What'd you say? And you kind of jot it down. And you say, Mrs. Jones, you basically said when Joey first came, and you can wait till they come in next time. When Joey first came, he was this. Now he's this. And you kind of paraphrase it for him and say, hey, do you mind if I use this in my marketing? There's two things you can do with that. You can use it on your website, we're going to get into what are called sales pages in a second. And then you can say, and everybody's not going to do this because people are busy. We all have lives that we're living and we forget, but you can gently nudge them and nag them and remind them. You can say, can you do me a favor? There's this thing called a review, and you can go to, I think it's Google or Yahoo, all these different sites allow you to review the local business listing. Can you please, and you email it to them. You type it for them. Don't rely on them to type it. And you copy and paste it into an email. You email it to them. You say, hey, can you go to this site? You copy and paste the link right into the email. Can you go to this site and review my school? And you can give them some directions to do it. Now all they have to do, they click on the link, review blankety blank business. Oh, great. Copy and paste. Bang. And now you have a review from one of your customers. And that helps your search engine place. Now think about that. If someone's searching martial arts online, obviously they have your site, they have your blog, they have all these things, and then you have like 4, 5, 6, 10, who knows, 20, depending on how you work this system, reviews, positive reviews of your school. Man, you know, that's just going to blow away a prospective student because most local businesses, guess what, they don't have any reviews because they either, you know, nobody just kind of reviews them on their own, and because again, we're all busy and but if you can entice someone to do it, if you can really help them out to do it, make it easy for them, they'll actually review you, and that will help two things, your marketing and your search engine placement, because the search engine are going to pick up that review that links to your page and your local business. All right. I'm sure we're generating some questions as we go through. So we talked about video blogs. And again, like I said, some of the stuff I'd spend a long time, a little longer time on, and some of the stuff I'd, I'd blow through pretty quickly. The next one I'm going to blow through pretty quickly, and it's how to leverage social networking sites. You know, the first thing to do is just be on them, and have a page for your school. And you have to think about this. When it comes to social networking sites, you want to make sure it's not a blatant, sales pitch for your school. Now, people understand when they go to social networking sites that everyone who has a business or whatever they're promoting is going to be heavy, have the links on that and all that kind of stuff. But make sure you have some good content, pictures, links to your website, blog posts on your social networking sites. Don't just make it a big, extra sales page for your school. And do things for your friends, Make it the place to be. Make them come to your page for whatever reason. Update it constantly. And again, I'm not a, this is one of the things I gave you my disclaimer. I'm not an expert on using social networking sites. But if you have, a Facebook page or a MySpace page, a lot of times those pages are actually picked up by the search engines as well. So make sure you're using that. And other forms of, and these are basically other user-generated content. Obviously, other forms of this are like YouTube, where you have your videos and your TV station or whatever it is. So those are all forms of social networking sites where people are kind of, getting together. So, the key is to have that. And you have Facebook, and you have Twitter, and you have Fast Pitch, and obviously you have LinkedIn, and all these different things that you can be doing. And, it's really hard. Honestly, it is hard to manage all of them. So you really have to get yourself set up on some sort of schedule and maybe just, focus on, a couple years back, MySpace was the place to be. Now it seems to be Facebook. So that's the thing about these social networking sites. They're like nightclubs. Right? It's the old Yogi Berra joke that, hey, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. Okay? And they're on to the next thing. The one nightclub was busy one weekend. You go back the next weekend waiting to see everybody and hang out and have fun. And now you say, where's everybody? And you come to find out everybody went to the next, a different nightclub, because they got tired of this nightclub. So that's what I noticed over the years about social networking sites. Obviously, it doesn't happen that quickly, and you still have people using MySpace and things like that. So, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, these are all forms of social networking. And again, it's just they can be time-consuming, so be careful how you spend your time using them and choose if you want to use it as part of your strategy. All right, so that's one thing you want to think about. All right, let's go down to let's talk about email marketing, and then we're going to tie it all together, okay, about how this all, flows together. And here's the thing. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of email marketing, and obviously the big don't is you don't just grab a list and import it into whatever, your email program or whatever you're using, and fire away, because that's called spam. It's interesting, and I'll just kind of throw a dig out there actually right now. But I'm sitting there the other day, and I'm doing some work, and I have my email pulled up, because I may, have some emails from clients or something like that. And I get this email from a gentleman. I'll leave his name out, but he's a guy who had information in the martial arts industry years ago, right? And I get this email, attention school owners, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the heck is this? And I look at the details, and I see it's an email address that I rarely ever give out. How'd this guy get my email address? Basically, what that is spam, because I never gave him my email address and never gave him permission to email me. I do a lot of email communication. Some people that are listening to this call, you're probably on my email list. At some point in time, you opted into one of my websites, and hopefully I've given you enough value combined with little nudges to, hey, join my program over the years or over the months, and you've stayed on my email list, and I really do appreciate that. And that's the same thing, same idea with your school. Now, with your school, you can go get permission slips from birthday parties, and you can just have a little checkbox that's, in their signature that says, hey, I authorize you to communicate with me via, the information given, mail, phone, email. Okay, so you want to be collecting email addresses. And when I've done email marketing for my school in the past, I didn't necessarily have everyone opt in, but I did get their signature on a sheet of paper at some point in time. And, if they get one of the emails and they decide what's called opt out, they can just do that. All right. So you have to have permission to email people when you email them. You can gather email addresses from birthday parties, from special events, from community outreach programs. There's all different ways you can gather email addresses, and you should be gathering email addresses along with phone numbers and mailing addresses. So make it now second nature to ask for the email address on the info call, on your permission slips, on your guest registration. Ask for that email address, and then put them into your email software, and feel free to communicate. I mean, don't badger them and stalk them, but if you have especially an upcoming spring safety class, whatever it is, email it. It's called email marketing. So the don't is don't just, like what that guy did to me. He found my email address on one of my websites, and that's called harvesting. And years ago, before the canned spam laws came out, that's how people grabbed email addresses. They did what's called harvesting email addresses from websites. And he basically, just carte blanche email, and that's, like I said, that's spam. And frankly, it's actually illegal. But anyway, those are some of the do's and don'ts. The do's are make sure you have an opt-in on your website. We'll talk about that. The do's are make sure you're grabbing permission slips and the signatures and add the email to it. Some of the little details of email marketing. People get a lot of it, okay? So your emails have to stand out. I mean, I do my best based on my knowledge and my experience and what I have delivered to really make my emails stand out in the crowd. So your subject lines are very important. You want to make sure that they're benefit-oriented, and you want to give some away. Like, for example, I do a couple of publications every month, a free podcast, maybe some new videos, or just some free information. Every now and then I do one of my own teleseminars just for free to people on my email list. Now, again, it's not as detailed as my clients get, okay, but, it's there and it's for people that are on the email list. So you want to offer your folks an email list something, maybe your TV show, your blog, something like that that has some value, some pairing tips, some fitness tips, whatever it is, okay? Now, that's how you use email marketing. Now, some other do's are obviously good subject lines. When you write an email, be sure that you're not typing way, way across your screen like a panoramic view. It's called, basically just after about 60 characters, hit enter and start on the next line, okay? Because you want the eyes to be able to take in the whole sentence in one shot. Not all, they have to, basically turn, get their head, and if you can see me, you would see my body movement where I'm basically getting my head and just kind of going across like in a panoramic view right now, and you want to make sure your emails don't do that, okay? You want them to be real, kind of clumped together, space out your paragraphs, and you'll increase your readability. So subject lines, space out your paragraphs, hard carriage or enter at 60, okay, 60 characters across. Hope that makes sense to everybody. Some of the do's and don'ts of email marketing. Now, websites, design secrets, all right? Now, there's one important thing. I think if you were to simplify this whole call, I'll give you an example of up until I sold my school in June, I got a lot of leads online. And at the time, I don't have a BlackBerry anymore, believe it or not. It fell one too many times. And I noticed I just wasn't using it as much, and frankly didn't want to have emails, readability 24 hours a day, honestly. I wanted to be able to sign into my email and read it when I want, and I wanted to kind of control my life. And I also noticed that I was using less of my cell phone minutes and using more of my landline minutes based on my kind of new lifestyle. Anyway, so I said, you know what, the BlackBerry's dead, I buried it, said a prayer, and got out one of my old backup phones and have basically been using that, so I'm kind of archaic in that, right? But here's what I would do frequently. And again, you have to think about, some things demand your immediate attention, some things don't. So when I was operating the school 24/7, what I would do was I would get the emails to the opt-ins, I would get them on my BlackBerry. And a lot of times in a lot of what I call my web forms where I collected the contact information, I have a box for phone number. Guess what I do? If I might be sitting by the pool, I might be hanging out, who knows what it is. And my wife and I, we have this understanding that, hey, business is important and, it pays the bills and it allows us the freedom to do what we want to do, so we pay attention to the business. So I would maybe hanging out or something like that. It could be a Saturday. Maybe it could even be a Sunday. I wouldn't do it in church, though. And I'd see the email come through. I'd just scroll down on my BlackBerry, and I'd hit dial on the phone. So it's funny because it's almost like an instantaneous process. Someone opts in for the offer of the report or whatever they're opting in for, and you get the email right away. I would actually call them. I say they'd answer the phone because, they're just surfing the net, right? And they'd say hello. I'd say, hey, My name is Mike. I noticed you're either still or you were on my website a couple of minutes ago. They're like, yeah. Well, I just want to say hi. Your websites do come alive. And see if you have any questions for me. And they say, oh, great. You know, it's funny that you called. I want to know. And then we would just go right into our normal phone presentation. And guess what? They'd make an appointment. Come in the same night. They were that hot buyer. So what I want to do. So if I can boil the internet marketing strategy down to one thing, if you can accomplish that. Now, I'm not saying you have to jump out of bed at 3 in the morning because I certainly didn't. Okay, I'm not saying you have to, you know, be on call 24/7 because I certainly wasn't. But if I was able to do it, I would. If not, I'd put them high on my call list for when I'd going to open my email program the next day. That's what you want to do. You want to be able to just get those leads, follow up on them. Okay. Now there's ways to do that automatically. We have one of our programs, like our Platinum Client Program. We do a lot of that for our clients. And then there's ways you can do that where you're just collecting the information, making that phone call, and every couple of weeks or something like that, you can send out a new email to this person. But the key is to capture their information online. Now here's how you do that. With your website, the key is if you confuse them, you lose them. See, people online, they have their email pulled up. They have their cell phone next to them. They may have their TV on. They may be wearing their iPod. Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff that that people are doing online, okay, at the same time. So you are battling for attention online. So if you have this website that has all, it's great to have a lot of different about us and things like that. You want to control what you're showing your prospects. I highly recommend that you put, schedules and things like that not on your prospect page, because there's really no reason why a prospect needs to see your entire schedule from, Tiny Tots to, Cane Masters to Mixed Martial Arts. They don't need to see that. They only need to see what's specific to them. So if they're looking for programs for their kids, they go right to your kids' page. They read some really persuasive words, maybe, who knows, a video from you, but as long as, it has to be the right words, and they just leave their name, email address, for you to contact them, or they leave their name and email address to get their offer. Okay, that's the key when it comes to online marketing. All right, so you want to be careful. You don't confuse them, you lose them. You only want to show certain things, especially on your prospect pages. Now, your student section of your site needs to be informative. Okay, it needs to have, I recommend curriculum, I recommend handouts. Some of our clients have videos of their curriculum and their forms and things like that online for their students to access and go see anytime. All smart, good moves, okay? With your prospect site, you got to keep it simple, all right? There's a few different ways to approach this. There's kind of a Web 2.0, okay, version where, you have a lot of different options, and a lot of good information on your site. It's all informative. And then obviously you combine that with what's called direct response marketing, which goes for their information and gets their name, address, phone number, at least name and email address for you to follow up with. So you want to have separate pages for your programs, and the key is you need to have, okay, good content. Okay, if you don't have good content on your site, persuasive, informative content, you're gonna drop the ball. So the combination of everything we talked about, the blog strategies, the search engine strategies, all that good stuff, combined with, okay, the content on your site, the persuasive words, the informative words, and getting somebody to leave their information, that's basically Internet Marketing 101 and 102 for a martial arts school owner. And remember, you're focusing on your market, okay, on your geographic region, and that's everything that you do online focuses in on that geographic region. Now, before we take questions, a couple things to tell you about. A few months back, somebody from Member Solutions contacted me, and I was so thrilled to get contacted for this. I felt honored. No, I'm serious. I'm not being sarcastic. And she said, hey, take a look at our new website program. We have a lot of clients who, want to have a better web presence and want to get a website online quickly. Check it out. Tell me what you think. I'm going back a few months. So I checked it. I said, hey, seems pretty simple. And they said, hey, would you mind, writing some sample content for the site that we can use too? I said, hey, fine. As long as you give me credit for it, here you go. So, long story short, I know what Member Solutions is doing now is releasing a pretty cool program that is basically, you know, very user-friendly. And I'm, believe me, I'm not a bright guy. And if I told you what I got on my SATs, you'd say, hey, don't you get that for putting your name on the paper? And I was able to use this program, okay? And I was able to kind of build a website very quickly. So I'd recommend that you check that out and you ask your representative at Member Solutions about that if you want to get a website up pretty quickly, okay? And I, you know, again, I went through it. I checked it out. It was very easy to use. And I actually have a couple clients that actually use the program. Now, here's the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin is you need content. Now, there's some samples I know they have. And one thing that we do in the MMA Biz Secret Society is we're constantly publishing good content. We did a letter targeted toward adult prospects. It was called The Cure for Your Boring, Mundane, and Monotonous Fitness Routine That's Not Getting You Any Results, something like that. I don't know the exact words. And one of my clients grabbed it, and she just said, oh, you know, I got these 15 prospects sitting here, you know, that came to a woman's self-defense class. I'm going to send them this letter just see how it works. She ended up booking 4 introductory appointments. Okay, just mailing 15 letters. This is an example. We published some very powerful content for our students, and you need that same content is used online, believe it or not, because when it comes to what I say, communicating, same in person, same in print, same online. It doesn't change. The principles are the same. So anybody can take that letter as a member of ours, and they can stick it up, and that can be their fitness page. Very simple. As a member of ours, you can do whatever you want with the content. So if you want, you know, check that out with some of the links. There's one link you can go to, and you can basically, you know, sign up for a trial for $20. I know, now getting back to the Member Solutions program, if you're looking to get a website up very quickly based on some of these principles and have it up and running, I guess within a couple of days, maybe sooner, it seemed very simple to me, you know, contact your rep over there at Member Solutions because I think it's a really cool thing that they put together there. Kathy, I'm going to take a deep breath. And,
okay.
And you can tell me if you've got any questions. I know the one time I ran over on you, and not, I ran over time on you, and I don't want to do that again. So
you're so funny. It's okay. Thanks. Yeah, actually, first I just wanted to say, too, if people are listening on the web at the bottom of the teleseminar page, there's a Get a Free Website from MSI, and in the copy on the page, I snuck in an extra promo code so you get double the amount of time on the free website. So you can click right through for that if you're listening on the phone and you want that info. Just email consulting@membersolutions.com, and I'll send you the code. We do have one question. Mike from San Diego was wondering if you have an outline for visual learners to go with, you know, what you've been covering that we could email to him.
The short answer is I have my notes, and basically I have what we covered, I guess, the bullet points that went out in that email.
Uh-huh.
You know me, I'm always a believer in truth and advertising, right? So I just cover the bullet points that we talked about in email. So I guess the short answer to that question is, I would obviously grab those bullet points and take some notes and maybe, you know, transform into kinesthetic. I don't really have this written or anything like that. If you wanted to grab the audio, I mean, I don't know how you guys do that with your distribution of your audios, then go somewhere and have it transcribed. You can read the whole darn thing, you know what I mean? So that's... I don't actually have what I'm telling you written down. I'm glad that it was good enough that you want to take it with you, and maybe I'll do the same thing. So that would be my answer to that, Kathy.
Okay.
All I have is just the bullet points, and it's really just coming from my head and my experience. I'm not really reading word for word what I'm saying. So here's what I recommend. Get the recording when you publish it, and have someone transcribe it, and you can literally read it word for word.
Okay, and we have this edited and uploaded by the 5th of March, if not sooner.
Oh, there you go. Hopefully that helps. It's not that maybe it's the answer they were looking for, but.
I think so. Well, also there was a lot of bullet points, too, so that'll be helpful probably for right now, and then you can grab that recording and listen to it again.
We can kind of roll up our sleeves and do some, kind of consulting work and work specifics as well. You know, obviously that's my shameless plug, and that's an option, too, you know.
Okay. Well, a couple more questions. How do you find lead capturing programs for your website is the first part of that.
Well, I know that your program does have that. It's a web form or an opt-in box, right? So obviously that comes with your thing. And there's other solutions out there. There's like Aweber. that what are web forms. So basically what you're looking for is the ability to do web forms and emails, you know. So I know AWeber, and I know your product. I've used AWeber in the past. I've tested your, you know, Member Solutions product. I personally use something different. Then AWeber or, you know, the Member Solutions one. But those are the options there. And you can actually, any webmaster can actually put what's called a web form up online for you, and you'll get the emails delivered to you when people opt in and leave their information.
Okay. And the second question the same person submitted, it just says, how can you auto-send information to people who slot information on your website?
Right. Well, that would be – obviously, there's software programs for that, and AWeber does it. I use a program, you know, called Infusionsoft, and some of my Platinum clients have privy to it, using that platform. So those are the different systems. And like I said, I know you guys have that kind of stuff in place as well.
And that's just called an autoresponder, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Let me get that in a second. But here it is. A lot of times is you can always find the answer to any question. So if you're working with a qualified webmaster, you say things like web forms and either autoresponders and things like that. And if they don't know what you're saying and they're a webmaster, take your wallet and run. Okay, because they don't know what they're talking about. Okay, or obviously some of these other solutions that we're talking about on this call, those questions are easily answered.
Okay, sounds good. I don't see any more questions on the web, so how about if I open up the phone lines? Let me do that. Let me unmute everybody. Here we go. Is there anybody on the phone line that has a question for Mike? Don't be shy. Okay, well, I guess nobody on the phone line at this moment has a question. Mike, so one of the things you had said is you had mentioned on the prospects page to make sure that, you know, people have just basic information, not to put the entire schedule up on all the pages. If you're on the kids program page, you should just have some compelling copy, I guess, for the kids program, call to action, and a reason for them to have to opt in and give you their name and email address. Is that correct?
Right. That is correct. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. Can you give us an example? What are some of the reasons somebody would want to give you the name and email, or could you give us maybe a few examples of good call to actions for our program pages?
Let me give you an example. In the internet marketing world, people actually sell things online. I mean, I'm one of them. I sell things online, and there's a lot of people that do. And as a martial arts school, you're not really selling things online, but you're selling you're selling offers and you're selling information online, okay? But you're not actually getting the money for it. There's no shopping cart usually. They're not, like, signing up and registering online. You know, with our business, we have to be there face-to-face with people from the enroll. So here's an example. One of my Platinum clients has actually bought out his fifth school. Okay, he's at five locations. One of the things that we're working on with him are something called squeeze pages. Now, we have the multiple squeeze pages up online. One of our squeeze pages, here's an example, is an offer for a free birthday party. So it's his website /birthday parties. And it's all keyworded to children's birthday parties in the area. Now, when they get to that page, there's a simple letter that says, hey, your lucky day. In this tough economy, guess what we're doing? We're giving away free birthday parties to all the kids in blankety-blank community. Now, X amount of people who find that, okay, are going to read that thing and say, geez, I'm looking for a birthday party. I want a free one. This is awesome. Then they go down to the page. They register online. They put in all their information. They hit submit, and guess what they get? An email that says, hey, you've got a free birthday party. Congratulations. Guess what they are? A lead, and we're going to get 10 of their friends too. Now, here's the thing. What was our hook? Our hook was the free birthday party. That was a squeeze page. It's just sitting out there in cyberspace waiting for somebody to kind of fall into it. Okay. Another thing that we do, we actually – offer reports. So I have a report that I did, and now clients use it. It's called the seven deadly mistakes most parents make when choosing a martial arts school that can undermine your child's precious self-esteem. Now, what parent reading that is looking for a martial arts school is not going to say, you know what, okay, that seems like good information. Let me put my name and email address here. Now we get their name and email address. They get the report. They get forwarded to what's called a sales page, okay, that gives them all the details of our program and how cool it is with testimonials, and then we go for their full contact information, and we offer them the month free, the 2 weeks, whatever it is, okay? And that's how you do that. Does that make sense?
It does. Wow, that was really fast, too. My brain had to catch up to you in the middle, but that was good. I'll have to catch that.
I have like this office, and it's kind of like I wear a white coat, and I get these big eyes, kind of like a mad scientist, you know. We just play around with all these different ways to get people to fall into our school online.
No, but that's what I really liked. I mean, you know, I think any time that free birthday party would really, really work. But right now, like you said, you know, parents are very money conscious. They like to have a nice birthday party. You know, if you had a domain with maybe the name of your city and freebirthdayparties.com, I could see how that would be a really big lure for people. And again, you know, who cares if you're giving away a free birthday party if you've got 10 prospects or more? And you're able to market to them from the get-go and pre-frame your offer and all that good stuff. So
that
I think, is worth the whole call, you know?
You'll like it. I'll get that lab coat on. I'll get those big googly glasses on. And that can be my new picture for you guys.
I didn't say I like that part, Mike. No, I'm just
right.
kidding.
Okay. But no, you like the idea. I'm glad you do because, I mean, coming from someone with your background, your experience, your knowledge, I mean, that's I'm glad that, you know, you see the value in that. So that's it's a great concept. It's working.
Yeah, I can see that working with other different things too, not just birthday parties, but other key things that people might be looking for. You know,
right,
they could do that with women's self-defense and things.
Self-esteem reports. I mean, you just name it. You know, we're constantly publishing, constantly innovating stuff too. So, I mean, you name it, we're working on it. So we have, I mean, we're doing a spring safety event. Obviously, we have the page up. They're on the flyer. They can go, you know, obviously, and you can do that with your event manager. You know, you can utilize these same and you can have this page up for safety event. And someone can go online and register, or they can find you online looking for, you know, safety tips for kids in their area or something like that. You know, so I mean, the possibilities are really endless, and we would need to book calls for like the next 6 months to cover everything. You know, so it's all good stuff.
Right,
the key is you stay plugged into the information. I stay plugged into the information on a constant basis, so I'm able to help everybody in my little inner circle on getting this stuff up and running quickly and implement. See, most martial arts schools, they don't have the time to think about, oh, hey, you know, you have a free birthday party page. Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, you know, and then from there, then there's the whole implementation side of it. So that's what I do. That's what I enjoy, is helping shortcut the process of idea to implementation, you know, for a school owner.
No, I think that's awesome. And you know, just one other thing that you had said along the way that I just wanted to kind of rethrow out there, because, you know, again, you know, if everybody just picks one really good hook that you just mentioned and incorporates that, that's going to help them a whole bunch. But, you know, back to the organic side of things, you know, not having to always pay to have your website listed and come up high in the search engines, and some of the ideas you gave about YouTube videos and blogging and those things that get sucked in. I was shocked myself. I teach self-defense seminars kind of like as a hobby. I say it as a hobby. I still do fast defense seminars from time to time. And I threw just something up on meetups.com for like $20 a month, and I was like in the Google ratings in the top 3 or 4 so fast it made my head spin.
Right.
But that's something that same link can be put on your website for meetups as well. And the link for your website can also be put up on these other areas as well. So it's, you know, great if your blog is built into your website, but, you know, like you said, YouTube videos, other blogs, Facebook.
You know, you can turn on a dime. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really cool. You know, and you can just, you budget, you know, in a half hour a day to do your, you know, your marketing / internet marketing, and it can really pay off.
Absolutely. I want to just go for one last call for questions on the phone lines. Is there anybody on the phone that wanted to ask a question? Okay. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being with us today. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? We still have a couple minutes if you like.
No, you know, just of course, I'm a firm believer in what you guys do. I'm a firm believer in what I do. And I think that, you know, some people just kind of, you know, take the opportunity at hand and jump on it. In most cases, you know, they didn't take some action. a high percentage of the time they're going to be very happy. So whether they need a website and they want to get one up and quickly and they you know, take you guys up on your opportunity, and then they combine that with you know, checking out the Secret Society for 30 days for $19.97. Like I said, I mean, we're real committed to what we do, and you guys are committed to what you do. So if they do take any action, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised. You know, so that's my that's my closing, you know, my shameless plug, but my call to action. You know, I hope everybody enjoyed what we talked about. We did cover a lot. You probably want to go back and listen to the recording a couple times to think about a lot of things we talked about.
Oh, sounds really good. And, you know, once again, our online listeners have the advantage of having three different links on their teleseminar page to get your free insider's report that you offered, to visit your online product catalog or your other things that you've got, and also if they want to do a free trial on our website, they can get double the amount of time by using the little promo code I put in up there of teleseminar0209. So thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate the information, and may have to take you up on the Google AdWord seminar soon.
Okay. I'll make sure I do a lot of prep for that one.
Okay. Sounds good.
So. Thanks a lot, Kathy. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, and thank you everybody who took time out of your day to join us today. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Yep, thanks for listening. Bye.